Coming up on today's show...
Your life, of course, as we all know as Catholics, is trying your best to get as close as you can to Christ and constantly each day. And that was for me just to show the love of God, you know, through me. And I just felt the responsibility to show that.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. It only takes a minute, if even that long, to sign up for the free Catholic Sports Radio e-newsletter that gets sent out each Monday morning. You do that on the website, and while you're there, look also at the top of any page on the site, and you will see social media links, logos for this show, meaning Facebook, Twitter, X, as it's now called, Instagram and YouTube, so that you can engage with me and the show that way. The Catholic Sports Radio community is the Facebook group consisting of listeners of this show and some past guests. That is free to join, and you can also find a link for that too on CatholicSportsRadio.net. I love hearing from listeners, and so social media as well as the website all give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. It's amazing how sports can not only bring people together, but also divide us. Someone comes over your house wearing the wrong jersey? Whew, look out. Or what about being out with a friend at a sports bar and they ask to have a game put on that involves a team that you typically root against? Imagine a parent suggesting a sleepover to their son or daughter, but the friend who would be invited plays on a sports team at a rival school. And don't even get me started on the battle that takes place over the remote control when someone wants to watch one game, but someone else has their heart set on the TV being put on a different game. In all of these instances, we need to remember that we might be acting in the role of a sports fan, but at our core, we are Christians and need to demonstrate that in our words and our actions. In the New Testament, 1 Peter chapter 4 has a section on Christian charity, with verse 9 telling us, quote, "Be hospitable to one another without complaining." Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is an undefeated professional MMA fighter, currently boasting a 9-0 one-loss record, with his most recent victory having come on March 22nd, winning by way of a third-round submission in a featherweight match, after which he said, quote, "I feel really great in this weight class, and please, with the help of God, we can keep this streak going," end quote. He hails from Dublin, Ireland, and is signed to Bellator MMA. From March 2012 to November 2018, he had 24 fights as an amateur. He had begun his combat sports journey through boxing at age 12 before transitioning to MMA a few years later. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Kieran Clark.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Looking forward to this, Kieran. Thank you. Let's get started by having you tell us first where you were born and raised and what the family size was.
First of all, thanks very much for the introduction. And as it reminds me, I actually train out of Dublin, Ireland, but I'm actually born and reared and still live in Drogheda, County Louth, Ireland. So that's where I'm originally from, which is right. I do train out of Dublin. And then I'm the eldest of a family of four, so...
Four meaning there are mom and dad and two children, or four children?
Oh, sorry. So I am the eldest of four children, and I was reared by my single mother and my grandmother as well. on the other side of that, I actually have a great relationship with my father. He's actually married and is happily married and stuff. But growing up, it was just myself, my other siblings, and my grandmother and my mother. So.
And what is the breakdown of the other siblings in terms of boys and girls?
It's two boys and two girls.
Was that, in fact, a Catholic household that you grew up in? And for that matter, describe for us the presence of the Catholic faith as you were being raised, plus how you received your Catholic education.
Well, first of all, it was very much a Catholic household. It's just been part of my life since I've always grown up. And, you know, as kids, I suppose, to give an example on a very, I suppose, small scale of faith, which I'd say now, but or a bare minimum, was, you know, every Sunday, obviously, go to Mass. And every night we'd, you know, say our prayers. And, you know, and again, as a young kid, like, I mean, you know, a lot of people think of praying as, you know, it's maybe asking for something or praying for better days. But actually, when we were, you know, when we were young, it was always just praying for, you know, world peace or, you know, maybe there was a, you know, a trial in someone's life that we knew. Or it was just, you know, praying for good health and being thankful, to be honest. It was actually, you know, praying to God to be thankful for things, you know. So that was a big thing growing up when we were young, you know. It was just always a part of our life. And that was down to my grandmother, you know. She had very great faith. And, then that was passed down through to my mom and then obviously down towards, you know, to the rest of us, you know. And then we followed that straight through, you know, because a lot of people ask me, you know, when my faith started and stuff. Because a lot of people find their faith along the way, you know. I'm 28 years old now. And, you know, obviously you could have your, I suppose, your own kind of, a story, but that was really how it started for me. And of course your faith grows and stuff, and you know, but that's where it started for me.
So did you in fact attend Catholic schools?
Yes, so in Ireland it's not so much now, but when I was going to school, all the schools were Catholic. You know, we made our first communion, confirmation. That was just like, it's a part of our culture, and Ireland had great faith and still has in the smaller numbers now. But I'd be fairly confident in saying 100% of the schools in Ireland would have been Catholic, except for the north of Ireland, of course. Obviously, there's six counties up there that are a part of England. But as far as the south of Ireland, as we call it, you know, Ireland, Republic of Ireland, you know, all of the schools would have been Catholic. So there would have been really no option, really, if that makes sense. But like I said, that was just the way it was in Ireland.
I see. In the intro, I said that you started boxing at age 12. Who got you into boxing? How did you choose that sport? And also, did you participate in any other sports when you were a boy?
Yeah, so growing up, boxing wouldn't have been my, you know, growing up, obviously I'm raised by two women, you know, we weren't really pushed too much to go into sports, but I was involved in soccer, as Americans would call it. We call it football. And then our, you know, our national sport, which would be Gaelic or GA. I played that up and, you know, right up until I got serious with mixed martial arts. But and like that, again, it was never pushing on us, or it was never a family, we started it. And then, you know, my mother would have been very, you know, if you're starting it, you're doing it, and that's it, you know. Mm. So, you know, that was, I suppose, discipline as well. But, and then as far as the boxing, you know, like that, as I said, I didn't grow up with my dad, but still had a great relationship with him. But he would have done the boxing when he was a young boy, you know. And then it was kind of like, you know, when I was growing up, me being the eldest, I kind of had a little bit of a responsibility in my own little young mind of kind of, I don't know, like, I had this responsibility of like kind of being, I suppose, the man of the house type thing. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but in my young mind, that was kind of the way I kind of felt this kind of duty as a, you know, being the older brother to my brothers and sisters, if anything, you know, growing up, or I was the one to turn to and stuff. And, you know, as I grow older now and I become an adult myself, I know actually being the man of the house would actually be helping around the house, or, you know, doing the dishes or doing the delf, or, you know, that's actually being a man, you know. It's not about actually being, you know, those things which I would have thought growing up. But, like that, as I said, I think I would have thought about these things a lot more. And that's what kind of got me into starting the boxing. And I loved how tough it was. I loved how, you know, the challenge of it, and I loved how tough the training was. And another thing as well, it was an individual sport. I wasn't really, not that I wasn't a team player, but I felt I'd have the weight of the team on my shoulders. If I failed, I didn't like that the team would fail then if because of my mistakes. Whereas boxing, an individual sport, I loved that. Although, you know, the consequences of you could get hurt. But for me, it was like, well, if I fail, that's on me and I can improve on that. So I really enjoyed the individual sports, and that was the start of that then for me, you know.
Let me pick up on your having just mentioned you could get hurt. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but as you started to get into combat sports, did you lean more heavily on your faith because of the high risk of injury that's involved in sports such as boxing and MMA? Meaning, were you praying more often for the Lord to protect you and keep you in good health?
I would say when I was, you know, not as a young boy, because you're so young and, you know, again, you don't really think of danger too much when you're young, you know. But as I became, you know, definitely as a professional, I suppose to answer your question very shortly, I would say, you know, the sport that I'm doing definitely made me grow stronger in my faith. And that was a part of the reason. And another reason as well is, like, I never pray, you know, this is a funny thing, but, like, which people don't understand, but, you know, I never pray to win, you know, because I've often been asked, oh, what if two men of faith fight each other? Well, it's not like, you know, like that, you know, I'm praying to win. I actually, what I pray for is the courage and the strength to get through the training, to stay injury-free leading up to the fight, go in there healthy, and then for the two of us, the two competitors, which is myself and the other guy I'm competing against, to come out of this fight safely and go home to our families, win, lose or draw, you know, and to give me the strength and the courage to go out and do my best, you know. And that's all I ask for. I never ask, you know, I want to win, you know, because of course you have to submit to God's will, and that's another thing, you know, I'm learning to deal with, you know. But, like, I think that has most definitely, you know, my faith has grown massively in that. And as well, to be honest, it's kind of like it helped me realize that, you know, actually God put me on this path and put me in this, you know, this career choice, because it is my career now, you know. But I would often ask questions, you know, why did I get into this? Not in a negative way. I would be like, you know, because like I said, I wasn't born into it. It was never pushed on me. It was never, you know, my dad didn't do it, or, you know, it was just a choice. Myself and my younger brother would have, you know, grown up and took an interest to it. But it's obviously, it was God intervening there, and it was putting us in this direction to keep us on the straight and narrow growing up, and keep us, you know, in the contrary, keep us safe. Because, you know, when you're growing up, you know, especially where I grew up in Ireland, you can get into certain, you know, you can get up to a lot of mischief, and you know, for us, it just kept us, you know, grounded. And so again, I'm forever thankful for that. Regardless if I went, you know, I know you mentioned in the introduction, I'm 9-0 now, but regardless if I lost my next 9, I'll be forever grateful for starting the sport, you know.
Beautiful, beautiful. And audience, we couldn't have planned this any better. Kieran had no idea the questions I was going to ask him today, but as you just heard him talking about what he prays for, amazingly, one of the things that he said in there was courage. And one thing that we don't talk about very much, if at all, on this show is the element of courage that's needed in sports, especially with high contact sports like American football or ice hockey, or, of course, combat sports such as boxing, MMA, and wrestling. Kieran, can you walk us through the mindset as it relates to needing to be courageous, yet honoring God by striking a balance between being courageous, yet not being so outward with it that you come across as cocky and overconfident?
Well, a big thing for me was, you know, it's praying, you know, and that's, I suppose, the stepping stone to faith, you know. And again, another thing as well is trust. You can pray and you can get on your knees, but if you actually don't trust, you know, it's and as we all know, you know, to peel it back, you know, as far as relationships or friendships or anything, you know, trust is a big, big thing, you know. And that for me was, for anyone, it's, you know, it's having that trust and to really, really put the trust in God. And as we all know, that's very hard because we can't fathom it as humans. It's very hard for us. But when you really do put 100% trust in God, you know, you don't have a lot of anxieties, and it definitely relieves it, you know. So to give you an example, I'm sure you can imagine you have a lot of anxieties You know, number one, when, you know, ultimately you can get hurt, you know, let's be honest. And secondly, as well, for me, if I win, I get paid more, you know, so it's my career. And if I lose, I don't get paid as much, you know. So all of these external things put a lot of anxieties on you and stuff. But like I said, for me, it's just, it's, you know, putting my full trust and faith in God, knowing that regardless of results, or, you know, I completely hand that over. And like I said, I just ask for the courage. And I think on the back end of that, to answer your question, it's like you have to have a lot of trust, you know. And like you said, you can sometimes it can come out, I suppose, too confident or cocky, I suppose. But for me, it's like, you know, again, like I said, I don't, ultimately, I don't know the result. You know, I don't know. I think some people, when they come across as, you know, cocky or whatever, I think they carry themselves as if they know what's going to happen. Whereas we're not God, you know. Let God be God, you know. So I just, like I said, I hand that all over, and I don't know the result. I don't know what's in store for me. But all I do ask is for is, you know, the courage and the strength to get through it, you know. And as we all know, with great faith comes miracles, and I know, you know, what God has done for me, and he's never let me down, and that's a fact, you know. So I'm regardless of wins or losses. And you know, sometimes when I was amateur and stuff, you'd question why certain things were happening, or losses, or, you know, trials and tribulations, of course. But now I see that it's only now, you know, in hindsight, you see, ah, okay, you know. So again, like that, putting full trust in God, you know.
Well said, well said. I'm so grateful to Kieran for taking time out to do this interview with me today. Very long distance. When I first contacted him, he did not hesitate to say yes. So that tells you how committed he is to his Catholic faith. But it also meant a lot to me that he wanted to come on this show. It also meant a lot to me that Alan DiPrato, a listener from up in Connecticut, recently sent a financial gift to my Catholic Sports Radio ministry. He and I really had quite a nice conversation over email, including his enjoyment of getting to see UConn's men's basketball team win the national championship earlier this month, and tell me about his daughter's college hockey career. That fellowship, that support just really, really is so fulfilling for me. I honestly enjoy getting to connect with brothers and sisters in Christ through this ministry, whether it's guest interviews, dialogue in the Facebook group, hearty email exchanges. It's all very heartwarming. One might argue that's your reward for leading this ministry voluntarily, Bruce, and I would not argue with that, although I am still, though, left with having to try to find a way to take on all the expenses that come with operating Catholic Sports Radio on and off the air. For anyone who might be new, this is neither my full nor my part-time job, and I don't have any sponsors yet, nor do I get any income from doing this. So without the help from people like Alan DiPrato, I'm otherwise having to find a way out of my own pocket to cover the expenses that I try to report over various episodes of this show. Anyhow, Alan was kind enough to go on CatholicSportsRadio.net and utilize the blue Donate to CSR button there, which is fast, easy, and secure. It not only lets you type in whatever amount you're comfortable giving, but it's also designed for you to be able to use a credit card, a debit card, or PayPal. Alternatively, as some folks have opted to do, you can get in touch with me about sending a check through the mail. Contact me through the website or through social media, or just email me via bruce@catholicsportsradio.net, and I will email you back with the details on sending something that way. Regardless of which method you use, the blue Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net or sending me a check, with your permission, I will happily say your name on the air as a public thanks, just like I'm doing on this episode with Alan DiPrato. Or as some have instructed me to do, you can ask to remain anonymous. I'm grateful for your considering Catholic Sports Radio as part of your tithing as I continue working to move more people closer to Christ through the mix of faith and sports. Kieran, for those that follow you and Bellator MMA, there are some really evident signs of your devotion to your Catholic faith. Folks, there are pictures that I will be posting on CatholicSportsRadio.net that Kieran sent me where you can see him wearing a crucifix around his neck. Plus, Kieran, you are often heard mentioning God in your post-fight interviews. Was there a conscious decision on your part to use your platform to show people your devotion to your Catholic faith, or did that just come naturally to you?
Well, I think it's both, to be honest. These things are very dear to me, you know, and like that, as I said, you know, as you can imagine, a lot of praying goes on in my life anyway, you know. So, like, I mean, whether that be the rosary or the crucifix, and these are just things I would, you know, if I would travel, you know, like, they'd be things I'd be bringing with me, or, you know, just these are things that are, like I said, a whole dearly to me. And then as well, just off the back end of it then, like, you know, like I said, I wouldn't be without them anyway, regardless of where I go. And then it just happens to be that they're getting photographed, and people want to photograph them, and I want them then as well. And off that, then it's like, I feel then the platform I do have, I want to show people what has done for me, you know, what God has done for me, and what being close or trying your life, of course, as we all know as Catholics, is trying your best to get as close as you can to Christ, and constantly each day. And that was for me, just to show the love of God, you know, through me. And I just felt the responsibility then to show that, because it was just like, this is the least I can do, you know, type of way. So that's really it. It's both.
Bravo, bravo. One of your prayers right now is to come to America to fight in San Diego in September. What are the different factors involved as far as what it's going to take for that to happen?
Well, I recently just got news. I won't say unfortunately, because it's there's nothing unfortunate about it. It was just a wish of mine, but that's actually not happening now at the minute. It was probably a bit late notice between everything, you know, visas and stuff. And I actually got word recently that I'm fighting in London. So, you know, so I'm quite happy with that as well, because we're literally only less than an hour flight, you know, so we can get a lot of people to travel for that as well. And if it was San Diego, it would have been brilliant to get over towards the States and stuff. Obviously, you know, it's where the sport originated. I mean, either way, I was happy. And yeah, like that, you know, please God, maybe towards the end of the year or maybe next year, we'll see. You know, I'd love to get over to the States and you know, compete over there.
So then before I move on, two follow-up questions. Have you been to the States ever? And what is the date for the fight in London?
Yes, I have been to the States before. I've been to Florida on a holiday, just to Orlando. And I have been to Las Vegas competing, amateur. So I've been to the States, and I definitely intend to come back. I really enjoyed both times. And then as well, my next fight would be on September 14th in London. So no official contract agreed or anything, or an opponent or anything, but that's the date. And of course, you know, just walking towards them.
Okay. We hear in sports or even in music about people having someone that they really looked up to as their career was getting started. Way back on episode 82 of this show, in August of 2020, my guest was UFC Hall of Famer Boss Rutten. Kieran, as you got started, was there anyone you looked up to both because of being an accomplished fighter and because of being strong in their faith?
When I was starting, it would have been who was strong in our faith, and to be honest, he's probably one of the most successful, you know, and he's been very vocal about it, and probably a man that has struggled in his own life, and that would have been John Jones. He's been well known in most interviews he's had post fight. He's thanked the Lord, and it was actually his younger self, that when he was probably maybe a younger man, younger than me at the time, would have been 24 or 5 when he was just coming up in the UFC, and you know, he would have been very, you know, very vocal about his faith, and that really, you know, obviously, of course, it resonated with me, because, you know, like I said, a young teenager at the time looking up to him, and you know, to put it frankly, like, someone of my age, not many people would have the you know, suppose the faith I'd have, or not to say that I've, you know, great faith, but, you know, I'm just saying, like, to see that of someone in that position was like, wow, you know, and doing the sports that I was doing and stuff, it was great. It was inspiring, you know. If for me, it would have been John Jones, and like I said, he was very strong in it, and he was given great coverage on that as well, you know. So that was very inspiring to me as a young man growing up.
Outstanding. And all the way back in the early days of Catholic Sports Radio getting started, episode 9. In April 2019, my guest was Baby Joe Macy, a former heavyweight boxer who finished with a 36-0 one-loss record and got to number one in the world where he would have fought for the heavyweight title but suffered a serious head injury. During our interview, he told me that not only did he used to put a scapular in his boots before each match, but that he would go into his opponent's dressing room and pray together before the match. Kieran, do you have any similar faith-related rituals that you do on the day of a match?
I tell you what, I don't. And reason being, I wouldn't have any like superstitions, and I think, like, you know, as we know, that's a form of would you say idolatry, you know, and I would have let go of all that, and like I said, just having complete trust in the Lord, and unfortunately, which is a great idea, but we just have our shorts, our mouthpiece, and our groin guard on, and gloves, and that's pretty much it. So I couldn't stuff anything anywhere, and trust me, if I could, I would. But if I could wear my Miraculous medal in there, I would, or my rosary or anything. But unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to hide anything like that, you know. But wouldn't have any like pre-fight rituals or anything like that. But like I said, a lot of praying coming up to the fight, and you know, it's nothing out of the ordinary. But as of recent, I suppose I could mention. Anywhere we ever, myself and my brother, who also is great faith, he's a younger brother of mine, he's 2 years younger, but we would always try, and in the area, you know, of the fight, we'd always get to mass that day. And that would be a big thing, like, you know, we've created that kind of, I suppose, if you want to call it a ritual, you know, pre-fight ritual. You know, we go to mass that day and stuff, and yeah, it's just really, really enjoy it that day, you know. And it could be a Friday or a Saturday, but we'd always make it, you know, so that would be the morning of it. And yeah, really, really enjoyable, you know.
This is amazing, because truly the Holy Spirit has been present throughout this conversation with Kieran. This is the third time, and there's that number three that we know is so prevalent throughout the Bible. This is the third time in our conversation that Kieran has said something that leads into a question that I already had planned. So Kieran, as we get set to close, we have heard a number of guests over the years on this show talk about the beauty of the Catholic Mass, in that you can attend anywhere in the world and it's still going to be the same. That being said, if someone from, say, here in America were to come to your church in Ireland to go to Mass on Sunday, what might we see there that is very authentic to the culture that we might not do over here? Is there, in fact, an element or two of Irish tradition that makes the Mass just a little bit different over there?
I'm not sure entirely, to be honest. I think it's worth mentioning. There's a monastery close by to my home. It's maybe a 20-minute drive. And they do the Latin Mass. And it's a Benedictine monks, and they do the Latin Mass. And apparently, you know, myself and my brother met a guy, and he was actually from the States. I don't know if he was traveling, but he said there's not a lot of places in the world, you know, do the Latin Mass, you know. So that was, you know, like I said, I'd mention that because it comes to mind. And actually, the week of the fight, the last time I got to the Latin Mass on the Monday, and it was my first time actually experiencing that. And my experience of it was a lot more reverent than the traditional Mass that we would have here in Ireland. And I really enjoyed that, you know, and I just think how they present the Mass, of course, is a lot different. Like I said, a lot more reverent. And so that would be maybe the only thing. But as far as like a traditional, you know, Mass at home, I'm not too sure. But what I would say is it's definitely been a part of, I suppose, what would you say, three generations at least in this country, or maybe more. You know, it's been a part of most Irish people growing up. So everybody has their own experiences, own memories of going to Mass on a Sunday. And even if they don't carry that through to today, a lot of people have their memories. So it's always been a part of Irish culture. And that's the only thing I'd say, because, of course, I don't have much experience of using Mass over there. But that's what I would say.
I have to ask, though, does your parish community recognize you as that's the guy that's the pro MMA fighter?
sometimes, yeah, you know, it's sometimes they might get asked to take a photo, or, you know, a young kid might come up to me and I see a lot of older people looking at me. Who's that guy, you know? But yeah, sometimes.
Well, Kieran, we will be praying for you, and especially in September in the lead up to that next fight. But in the meantime, thank you so much for making time to be on Catholic Sports Radio. I really appreciate the conversation and your time. God bless you.
And thank you very much, Bruce. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. And audience, As I was getting ready for today's episode, I told myself we need to close with an athlete's prayer. And before that thought even finished with my head, I thought, well, it clearly has to be the prayer to Saint Sebastian. I know we just did this 11 weeks ago on the interview with Annie Agar, and how fitting it was because she said that that's always been her saint and she wears his medal. But I just felt that with Kieran, who better to finish out this episode with than the prayer to Saint Sebastian? So let's do that right now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Commander at the Roman Emperor's Court, you chose to be also a soldier of Christ and dared to spread faith in the King of Kings, for which you were condemned to die. Your body, however, proved athletically strong, and the executing arrows extremely weak. So another means to kill you was chosen, and you gave your life to the Lord. May athletes be always as strong in their faith as their patron saint so clearly has been. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.